Welcome to this wild Nidra at the Avalon Marshes on a bright spring morning, surrounded by birdsong. And settling yourself, creating a warm and cozy nest. You can be safe and sound and travel into stillness. And there's an invitation to journey with sound into that special place of Yoga Nidra. You may listen to my voice, maybe you simply listen to the sound of the birds, the bird song that is all around, and let those sounds carry you into a place of stillness. And as you settle, become aware of the rhythm of your breath, the fresh air flowing in, and the warmth of the air flowing out. And every breath is a nourishing breath, part of the rhythm and cycle of life. As you settle, maybe adjusting your position so you can settle into stillness, following the sounds of nature or the sounds of my voice. And travel with the exhale to all those places where your body meets the ground and the earth beneath you. It's as if you're travelling into the earth of the body. Can you feel those places of connection? With each exhale, you travel down. You feel the support of the earth welcoming you home. Let me follow the uplift of the inspiration, that fresh air flowing in as the waters flow through the landscape of the earth, rivers of energy flowing in through your being. And feeling warm and cozy. It's an invitation for the eyes to rest, to tune in to the sensations within. Maybe you can feel the coolness of the morning air, that cool air flowing in as you breathe in, the warmth of the air as you breathe out. Feeling the touch of the air and the warmth of your coverings as you settle yet deeper to that special place of Yoga Nidra, which is neither asleep or fully awake, but a place of possibility, of dreaming and creativity, open to the wonder of life. Dropping the awareness behind the middle of the breastbone into the heart center. In this place where everything meets, you can drop down through the layers of thoughts and feelings, coming into that place where stillness abides. Like the still waters on a lake. And in this place, there's an invitation to rest, or maybe to be open to any inspiration or intuition that may arise in this place. Being open. To listening. Now there's an invitation to go on a journey of awareness around the landscape of your being, and bring your awareness to each place that I name. And you may like to imagine, but as the light of awareness settles on each part, it's like the sunshine, the golden energy of the sun that brings warmth and healing to each part that is named. So we begin with the light of awareness, sunshine at the crown of the head, the eyebrow center, the hollow at the base of the throat, and that ray of sunshine now warming the right side of the body, the right shoulder, the elbow, and the right wrist. And the light of awareness settling on the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. To the right wrist, the inside of the elbow, and the right shoulder. Back to a pool of sunlight of awareness, the hollow at the base of the throat. And now a ray of the golden energy, that healing energy of the sun, down the left side, left shoulder, the elbow, and the left wrist. Light of awareness, sparkling now, dropping on to the fingers of the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. The left wrist, the inside of the elbow, and the left shoulder. And now a ray of the early morning sun, that golden sunshine. Light of awareness traveling down the center of your body, to the middle of the chest, the left of the chest, the middle of the chest, the right of the chest, traveling down to just behind the navel, down into the groin, and a golden ray, the light of awareness, traveling now down the right leg, the right hip, the knee, and the ankle. Healing rays. Light of awareness on the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. The right ankle, the knee, and the right hip. Golden healing energy at the groin, and that ray of awareness on the left hip, the left knee, and the ankle. golden energy, healing energy. On the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. The left ankle, the knee, and the left hip. And that ray of light, golden energy, at the center of the body, the groin, the navel, the middle of the chest, at the base of the throat, between the eyebrows, and at the crown of the head. And so we expand that awareness so that the whole of your being is bathed in the golden healing rays of the sun, feeling the warmth through your whole being. There's a whole body awareness settling onto the earth and warmed by the rays of the sun. And in this springtime, as you feel the inspiration, the fresh air flowing in, maybe you can sense the vitality, the new growth. What might that be like? The air around you filled with birdsong, fresh and invigorating. Sense of space and illumination. Now, as we travel with the exhale into the earth of the body, to that place of stillness, the earth welcoming you home, to the warmth of feeling warm and cozy, safe and sound, as you rest supported by the earth, perhaps you can sense the vitality of the earth in the spring that's revitalizing, a warm, humming energy that supports new growth. And what might that sensation be like? Resting on the earth, feeling its warmth and its aliveness, and yet resting in stillness. What might that sensation be like? Maybe you can notice that still place between the end of the exhalation and before the inhalation begins. That moment of stillness, where simply to be is more than enough. Then the awareness moves again into the flow of the breath, that sense of movement. You follow the flow of the air that flows in, and the air that flows out. Once again, you return to the aliveness of air, moving, flowing, changing. A gentle movement. And what does that sensation feel like? Can you feel the movement, that place where the air enters the body and moves within, and then the place where the air leaves the body and flows without. There's a sense with the inhalation of moving outward, of expansion, of curiosity and openness. And as you exhale, you travel down into the center, drawing within to a place of rest. It's like the ebb and flow of the tide. Would it be possible to imagine the two together? That sense of expansion and openness, and drawing within into the center, being centered and open at the same time. What might that be like? Now it's time to release this awareness. Travel with the awareness behind the middle of the breastbone, into the space of the heart. Once again, finding that still place where everything meets, to the secret chamber of the heart. And there's an invitation to rest here, or to be open to any wisdom that may arise from this practice of Yoga Nidra, the heart wisdom, intuition. And now it's time to let go of this awareness and begin to journey back to the everyday. We're traveling now, moving outward again. So once again, you're becoming aware of the sounds around you and the place where you are lying or resting. Now become aware the touch of the air on the skin, or the texture of the clothing and the coverings. Maybe you can feel the rhythm of the breath. As you breathe in, the abdomen rises, and as you exhale, the abdomen falls away. So you feel the breath coming in and going out, the abdomen rising and falling. A river of energy waking you up and becoming aware of that contact the back of the body is making with the ground beneath you. So can you feel the places where the weight of the body drops into the earth? Back of the legs, the torso, the back of the head. Feeling those places, feel the shape and the outline of the back of the body. And as this Yoga Nidra comes to a close, it's an invitation to stretch fingers and toes. And then moving the body in any way that feels good for you. Waking the body up. As you stretch the arms or the legs, or rub the palms together and warm the eyes before you open the eyes. And when you're ready, rolling onto whichever side is most comfortable and spend a few moments here. Welcome back to the everyday, knowing that you are awake, aware, and grounded. And thank you for listening to this wild nidra in the Avalon Marshes.